Hello, everybody, and welcome to A Medic's Mind. Thank you very much for coming out. Appreciate it. Another sleepless evening episode, I guess we can start calling those. Sorry, I have a bit of a chill, too. It's cold, and I was, you know, wrapped up nicely in bed, and then, sort of the same thing as last episode. I had some intrusive symptoms come back to me, and I think it stems from kind of how today went for me. Today was kind of a shitty day. Not only the evening prior, you know, having those intrusive symptoms of being able to taste blood, but in therapy today, I had a sensory flashback where I could taste and smell and see and feel some not so pleasant things. It's not unusual to hear sirens in the city. I think that kind of goes without saying, somewhat of a superfluous statement, but when I was in the office today, settling in for our session, we heard, a very boisterous fire truck heading across the intersection, heading off in whatever direction it was heading to, direction unknown for the time being, followed closely behind by another rather boisterous fire truck, and followed by another. And Doc had made mention after she looked out the window that it looked like a ladder truck heading into a direction. So we speculated that maybe they were going for a real call, like an actual fire or maybe vehicle rollover or something. And then I by chance happened to look out the window and I saw this big plume of black smoke peeking out from a residential area a couple of clicks away from us. And I was okay at first when I first kind of saw that. I mean, I don't think I really started falling right at that second, but as I continued to hear sirens pass by and head towards the call, all of a sudden I started to smell things. I started to smell the smoke, and it was impossible for me to smell the actual smoke because of the sheer distance away that it was. And this was confirmed by the fact that I had orated to Doc that I was smelling smoke. And she'd indicated that it probably wasn't coming from outside, which meant that it was coming from inside my mind. And at that moment, I started to fall further and further into rumination. I started remembering times where I'd been to fires. As a paramedic, we go to fires quite frequently. Firefighters need medics on scene. But it brought back into memory a very specific fire where there was a very specific patient, and that patient was badly burned. He was wounded irreparably. So there was no bringing him back, and I'm not even sure why we worked him, but my partner that I was working with wanted to work this individual, and that's my partner. So if she wants to work him or he wants to work him, we're going to work him. But it was not a pleasant call. It was a really somewhat troublesome call, and I won't get too far into details. I can tell you right now, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. It's two nights now of no sleep and late nights. But I ended up coming home from therapy, and I was exhausted, because when you go through stuff like that, when you go through therapy plus go through ruminations and flashbacks, it exhausts you because you get that big swell of adrenaline and all these other symptoms that kick into gear, and then there's the fall afterwards. And so I was tired immediately from when I came home, and I wanted to have a nap, but I was afraid to. I was afraid to see what was behind my eyes, because earlier in the day, behind my eyes was not a good place. It wasn't a kind place, and it wasn't good for me. So I didn't have a nap, and I ended up just staying awake, and then I started writing some stuff down, as I so often do. Writing really does help me get stuff out, and I did feel some relief after writing this piece that I'm going to read for you guys. It does help. Writing does help with the immediacy of symptoms. It's not pleasant by any means to have those things to write about. If that makes sense, you know, like I enjoy writing, but I don't always enjoy what I'm writing about, if that makes sense. But it is a way of, it is a form of therapy for me. It is a way of getting things out for me. So it really does help, as terrible as it can be. And this was terrible. Don't get me twisted. This was fucking horrible on top of an already horrible wake up and a horrible sleep from the previous night. When I get the staccato of PTSD intrusion symptoms like this, it really is irksome and it is so beyond frustrating that it's hard to actually explain to you what it's like without getting emotional and wanting to just cry over the microphone. And I'm fortunate that I have a pause button and a stop button and all these buttons that you guys will never need to hear or know that unless I tell you what happened. But I'm mad. I'm just mad. I want to sleep. I'm tired. I'm physically tired. I'm emotionally tired. My body aches. My shoulders hurt, and I hate it. I hate feeling this way. And I hate having these experiences to write about. You know, this guy that we worked on at this fire, he was beyond our help. From the moment that I saw him, I was like, yeah, this guy is, he's like, we don't have to do anything. He's done. But unfortunately, the scene was chaos. Firefighters were dragging this guy down the stairs and then they handed him to us. And I grabbed him by his hands and wrists. And, you know, he'd been burned. He was bad. And so he started to fall out of my grip. And, it wasn't until he was on the floor that I realized why. And it's because his skin was coming off. And that's what I was left holding was skin. That's imagery that doesn't go away. And that's certainly smell that doesn't go away. There's a very distinct flavor, when it comes to burnt flesh and burnt person. And it's not a pleasant one at all. I'm sitting here right now with my sage sniffer. It's like I don't know the actual scent of it. I'm terrible with scents and tastes, by the way. If you ever say, hey, which one's Coke, which one's Pepsi, I'll be like, you know, the dark one. I'm terrible with explaining things, and same with smells. You know how some people can like taste something and like, oh wow, is that thyme? Did you put some thyme in there? It tastes. There's like a hint of nutmeg or something. I don't know why thyme and nutmeg would be together, but I think you get my point. You know, I'm like, yeah, it tastes like ice cream, right? Like that's my best description. Yeah, it tastes like ice cream. If I'm having ice cream, I'm sorry. I hope what I'm saying makes sense. Anyway, I'm going to read this for you. It's called Vortex of Thought, and it's what I wrote earlier today, and it's about the thoughts regarding my flashback and my therapy session today. I'm going to read that for you, and hopefully by the time you guys hear it, I will have been in bed and gotten some rest, gotten some sleep finally. Hopefully I can orate this out loud and put it to rest for the night and put it to rest for the day, and just get back to getting some level of sleep. Anyway, this is it, guys. Vortex of Thought. As the city around me experiences the bone-chilling effects of what is known as the polar vortex, my mind spins wildly within a vortex of its own. Flashback. Today, while sat within the confines of my therapist's office, something bad happened. Something invasive and beyond my control. It all started innocuously enough. First, there was the wailing ambience of sirens blaring from street level outside the office window. Then, a follow-up cry of sirens. A second unit responding. Then a third, followed by a fourth. By that time, I was well on my way towards a response of my own. Although, my ambulance was traveling through time, not on the road. And it was not so much an ambulance as it was a mind that carried both the rig and the images of the past. The high-pitched screams of a siren that boasted from the emergency vehicles ignited the fire of memory within me. And off I went, following in behind them. all the while sitting in an office high above. When I turned my gaze to look out through the office window, I was met with the nefarious sight of pluming black smoke slowly inking its way across the residential skyline. There was a fire, a real one, and a not-so-real one. The duo of sound and sight caused a rapid and precipitous fall through reality and time downward to the horrid world of memory and experience. I was no longer in an office on a Thursday afternoon. I was responding to a burning residential apartment fire, soon to make contact with a man that had been kissed insidiously by flame and the devil's breath. I was in flashback. The smell of burning brick, tar, and wall insulation began slithering into my nares with odious potency. They brought with it another invasive and unwelcomed visitor, the smell of burnt flesh, bone, fat, and tissue. For those of you whom have never had the undesirable exposure to such a scent, it will be impossible for me to explain with enough detail the specifics that accompany such a putrid odor. And for that, I am somewhat grateful. Grateful that I do not possess the skill to bestow that upon you. What I can tell you is that it is unlike anything you could ever think to compare alongside. It is truly a smell all its own. If the devil was real, and thus had an odor, I guess it might be that. I began to feel sick to my stomach. I clenched my eyes to shield myself from what was unfolding before me. The thing is, flashbacks are born from behind the eyes, so the detail emerged brighter, fuller, and more vehement. The harder I clenched, the more my lashes intertwined and embraced one another in hopes that it would all just go away. But it didn't. I just continued my free fall further and further into the past. I got closer to the flames, just as I had done that day. I was now burning in the flame of rumination and chaos. Flashbacks. They erupt like fire. I heard a voice, a softly orated tone, an alto of a female's spoken word. It was Doc, my therapist. Her voice broke off a piece of my now wailing mind and gave it a map and compass for home. I started coming back. Slowly and surely, I returned to the relative warmth of her office and the comfort of the office chairs. My mind was leaving the scene in the past and coming home to the present. Come on, brain. You're off duty now. It's time to go home. I opened my eyes, and through a glass wall of tears, I looked up from the floor where my gaze had planted itself, thus allowing the seeds of trauma and memory to grow. I tore away from the vines of recall. I looked at the kind figure in the chair opposite of mine. I was about to speak when all of a sudden, I felt the skin of my palms begin to slither as if to be holding crusted worms undulating across them. I knew exactly what it was that I was holding, feeling, remembering. And it was not worms. I sheepishly lowered my head and brow, feeling the click of my eyes descend from one focal point to the next until they rested at the side of my open palms. I could see soot and blackened skin flaking from my trembling hands. I was remembering the burning man and his slothing skin, the man I held and carried on the day the world burned. His skin slid from his bones and I was left holding the sleeves of what used to be his wrists. I tightened my grip while carrying him, wishing that my fingers would become vice-like. But it was of no use. He continued to slide through my grasp until finally hitting the floor. I was no longer holding him, merely pieces of what were once his. His skin. I felt sick to my stomach all over again. I couldn't even take an inhaled breath without feeling as though I was ingesting droplets of burnt human. I was suffocating beneath the weighted blanket of the past. The flashback had tied a plastic bag around my head and was completing the task of killing me. Or so it felt like. Doc was eventually able to bring me back to her office, and the present. Embarrassment and shame now took over where fear and anguish had left off. I hate flashbacks. I loathe them, actually. The sirens didn't stop for some time. They were enough to even cause vexation to Doc as well. Such a city life, I guess. I asked her a pointed question, as spoken through pathetic expression and tone, I'm sure. Will this ever stop? Will this ever stop happening to me? I said. That's the hope. Yes, she replied. I won't lie. I was hoping for a definitive yes, followed by tomorrow. But that. It's just a fantasy. A really wishful fantasy. I completed the session, but I was spent. I was and am absolutely exhausted. And now, I'm also petrified of closing my eyes. No naps for me. Flashbacks used to be the motivator of the bar and the bottle. Now, they are merely an adversary and a bitter rival. I don't drink, so I write, I guess. Now you know what happened to me today. And back then. That man died, by the way. The man from the fire. Just in case you were left wanting. I think I'm going to finish this up, grab my jacket, and head out for a cold vortex walk. Hopefully just a polar one. Not ruminative. Oh, and sirens, if you're listening, shut the fuck up for a while, yeah? The one positive takeaway from today, the one bit of light that I can share with you, I am safe. I am no longer in the fire. The burning has stopped. Healing begins, albeit fucking frigidly. Stay warm, my friends.